I'm speaking with Sarah McNair Landry this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you?
Not too bad. So you and your brother Eric recently embarked on a huge expedition called Kite Skiing the Northwest Passage. Tell us what inspired this journey.
Eric and I grew up in the Arctic, and we grew up, our parents owned a guiding company, so we grew up with a dog team in our backyard in the Arctic Ocean, and from a young age, we always loved going off on adventures, and as we got older, the adventures kind of got longer and bigger and harder. We got into the life of expedition, and the Northwest Passage is something, it's a really hard trip, yet it's also, you know, in our backyard, it's in northern Canada, which is pretty neat.
You decided to kite ski it. What was the inspiration behind that?
Eric and I have been kite skiing for 5 to 10 years now. We started using kites on expeditions as a way to travel faster and further than people could traditionally on skis and dogs. It became kind of our main mean of transport on expeditions, and the Northwest Passage is a very historical sailing route, but nobody had really done it in the wintertime, so we thought it'd be fun to retrace this historical route in the wintertime with kites and skis.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the Northwest Passage, this is no short trip, is it?
No, it's long. It's basically a passage that connects the Atlantic to the Pacific, and it weaves through the islands in northern Canada. So we started in the Northwest Territories and worked our way east over toward Baffin Island, Nunavut.
And what were some of the main challenges you faced during your trip?
There was a lot of unknowns. We were traveling on a lot of frozen sea ice, so unlike maps where you can just check how the terrain's going to be, the sea ice freezes very differently from year to year. And that was our biggest unknown. We got a lot of rough ice. Some of it was the ice would just get piled up current so high that it was even hard to see over. Even harder than that, we got sections of open water. Near the end, we got to a section, and it was too open and dangerous to cross, so we had to head on a 550-kilometer detour to get around this area of open water.
And I can imagine traveling in the middle of winter must have been quite cold on some days.
It was chilly, but we started in March, and we traveled all the way to June, so the temperature difference was huge. By the time we got into June, there's days we were skiing in shorts and it was raining on us. So it was a huge kind of, we went from winter into late spring.
What's the presentation going to be like that you're doing here on Friday in Canmore?
Both Eric and I will be doing a talk on the expedition, what inspired us to do it, and stories from the expedition.
I imagine there'll be a number of pictures as well?
There'll be a bunch of pictures, and we have several video clips built into a talk.
Excellent. So it's Eric and Sarah McNair Landry talking about their 85-day expedition, 3,300 kilometers of the Northwest Passage kite skiing Friday night at the Canmore Collegiate High School Theater. Tickets available in advance, Cafe Books, and it's all part of the Festival of Eagles for 2012. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much.